wish I was crazy. Crazy people don't worry about any of this stuff. Don't you see crazy people? They enjoy their lives so much more than we do. There's a guy in my neighborhood, spray paints his car all these different colors, fills the inside up with empty Coke bottles. He drives in there, he climbs in there and drives around. His head looks like a hairy prize inside a gumball machine. What's on his calendar? I bet it's a lot more fun than yours. You wake up in the morning, oh, I gotta go to the bank. He's like, I need more Coke bottles for my rocket ship. Busy, busy day. I get those guys, I really do, because they basically look around at life and they're like, all right, look, life is a game. I obviously have no chance of winning this game. I quit. You get dressed up and go to work every day? I put peanut butter on my lips and talk to squirrels. When I was younger, I used to see the crazy guy outside in an open robe and slippers yelling at the sky, you know? I used to think, how the hell does that happen? Now I'm like, I can see it. Right? Because I walk around my own place that way. The only difference between us, I haven't gone outside yet. And I think we're all just three really bad days in a row from taking it outside. Three miserable days. Lose your lover, lose your money. Third day wouldn't even take much. Just a little deodorant on the outside of your shirt. Ba-boom!
WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on this Friday, April 5th. 13 years ago this morning, I was preparing for surgery on my heart. 13 years ago. I didn't feel bad. I felt good about it. I don't know why. I had a month off from work coming. And you know, here's what happened. 13 years ago, I was prepping for the surgery. I mean, they signed all the papers, you know, indemnifying them if I die, all that kind of stuff. And they were going to give me, they were putting a needle in me to put me out for the surgery. I guess they don't want you awake when they operate on your heart. And Kurt Vollman was filling in for me. I was on WEZY, our FM station. He was filling in for me here. And he called. They asked me at the hospital. They used to listen to me at the hospital. This was at St. Luke's, and one of the nurses said, hey, can you put us on the radio? So I called, they dialed the phone number, Kurt answered, and we talked as I was going out. I was talking to Kurt. Next thing I know, 5 hours later, I had tubes in me, and it hurt. That was 13 years ago. Yeah, they replaced the aortic valve in my heart. And they said it should, yeah, they don't give you a guarantee or a warranty or anything like that, but they tell you you're good for, I mean, at least 8 years. You should have no problems after that. You should be good for 30 years, but, you know, things can happen. Or at 13, and here I am. So I guess it's working. I remember when I was talking to the surgeon after we had, this all started. My wife worked, she works at one of the hospitals here. And she bought me for Christmas this heart test, this thing. It was on sale for $125. Oh, you get your heart tested. And they found some things they didn't like. Skip forward. I was at a surgeon. He was looking at the results. And he was sitting on a chair opposite me. And he said, you're at a number 8 with your heart. I said, well, how bad is that? What's a number 10? Oh, number 10, you're dead. 9 is probably the worst. I said, I'm at an 8? He said, yeah, what do you want to do? I said, can we do heart? Can we do surgery? And he says, okay, when do you want to do it? I said, how about Tuesday? And this was like a Friday. He said, okay, we'll book it. And that's how it, he said, what do you want to do? Oh, by the way, he did tell me, your heart, you have 6 months to a year to live if you don't do anything. And that'll wake you up. That'll snap you out of it real quick. And so he was a wonderful surgeon. He's retired now. I have his name in my wallet because I have to carry around this card with my valve information on it. And people always say, what kind of valve did you get? I got a cow valve, bovine, they call it, bovine valve. I could have got an artificial one, but I was talking to Skip Bliss, who used to own this company. He happened to be in the radio station that the next day. And I was talking to him, and he had an artificial something or other, and he can hear the clicking. And he said, well, I don't want that. Plus, you got to be on warfarin or some kind of medication for every. You can't eat salads, a whole bunch of stuff. And my wife said, you're not that type of person. You need, you can't deal with clicking. Yeah, people who have heart or plastic heart valves can hear the clicking. You know, open, close, open, close, open, close. They can hear that. They said, after a while, you don't hear it, but it's still there. And I said, nah, I'll take the bovine valve. He said, well, let me know 24 hours before the surgery. And I said, 24 hours? Well, how do you get the valve? He goes, well, you don't know. You don't care how I get the valve. I said, what's it like, Mr. Goodwrench? They're hanging up or something? He said, nah, something like that. So the day before the surgery, I said, bovine. He said, okay, you got it. There I am. It hurt. They got to break all your ribs. They got to cut all your ribs open. They got to spread them. And after the pain medication wore off, whoa! It was terrible. I was at St. Luke's on the 9th floor. Whoa, was it bad. It really hurt. They gave me, I don't know if it was Percocet or oxycodone. I forget what the pills were. When I left the hospital, they gave me in groups of 40 to take these pills because it, you know, well, your ribs are broken. It hurts. You ever break a rib? Try breaking every one of them. When you breathe, it hurts. So I went through 130 in 3 weeks. 130, more than that, 3 weeks. Yeah, it was about 3 weeks, 130 pills. And I said, I need another 40. She says, I'm going to give you 40, but you got to slow down with this stuff. I know it hurts, and I know that takes away the pain, but I can't get you addicted to this stuff, so slow down. That's what the nurse told me. I didn't take the next 40. I kept them, and I never took them because I was afraid of, you know, getting addicted to the stuff. So I just never took. I just lived with the pain for the next month or so. And being the He-Man that I am, I just withstood the agony. I remember rolling over in my sleep at night after I got home. Oh, it hurt. So I wanted to come back to work because I was bored. So the surgeon called the radio station here and he said, listen, I'm going to let Don back, but he cannot walk up and down stairs and he can't carry anything heavy. And keep an eye on him. So they assigned Lou Turner to keep an eye on me. So one day I'm carrying something out to our station van for a remote broadcast. And he's running out of the building. Stop, stop, put that down, stop. Stop. I said, I'm okay. It's not that heavy. Put it down. Screaming at me. I had to get something downstairs. I'm about to walk downstairs. And Lou said, no, stay right there. Stay, I'll get it. What do you want? And so they treated me like an invalid here for a couple of weeks until I said, I'm okay now. I grinned, but the doctor said, I said, oh, pooey on that doctor. No, not pooey on him. He's a good doctor. Oh, Paul Werner was his name. Dr. Paul Werner. He's since retired. After he did my surgery, he said, well, that's it. Wrap it up. And that was the end of that. So he was an excellent, excellent doctor. I'll tell you one story when I was in the hospital. I was, you know, bored. I mean, you stay there for a week and there's nothing to do. And after I got my tubes ripped out of me, after they took all the tubes out and all the, you know, in the private parts area, they took them all out. And they took out the wires that they had attached to my heart for a quick start, just in case. They took everything out. I still had to stay there until my blood pressure, you know, got normalized. And I was to walk down the hall with my robe on, twirling the sash on my robe like I was the new sheriff in town. Cut to my last day there. I'm sitting in the visitor's lounge with my feet up. I wanted to sit with other people. And this young man walks by. His parents are holding him up as he walks by because he just had his, you know, he still was suffering from his surgery. And he came up to me. He said, you know what? I saw you walk past my room like all night long. You kept pacing the hallways, twirling your robe. And I said, I just wish I can get out of bed and do what he's doing. I just want to get out and twirl my robe like he's doing. I don't want to lay in bed anymore. I just want to do what you're doing. I said, you're up. You're walking. Now you'll be twirling the robe in just a day or two, like I was. He said, I used to wait for you all night long just so I can watch you walking up and down the hallway twirling your robe. I said, well, I'm glad you're up and running. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow, but you will leave in a couple of days. And somebody will be walking up to you saying, I remember you walking up and down the hallways twirling the sash and your robe. I just want to do that too. So... And I had nice people at the hospital. One night, I couldn't sleep. I was bored. And I was getting depressed. The pain was hurting. And it was like 2 in the morning. And the nurse came in and said, if I got you a slice of chocolate cream pie, would that make you feel better? I said, I think so. She went down to the kitchen, got me a slice of chocolate cream pie. And I did feel better. She was right. That was the best medicine for me. Chocolate cream pie. Becoming sunny today with a high near 44. Clear sky tonight. Lows 31. Sunny with a high near 45 tomorrow. And Sunday showers with a high near 46. Right now cloudy and 38 degrees at WRJN Hometown Radio. Refresh the Civic Media Station. Stay right where you are. I should have given you Monday. Eclipse day, partly sunny with a high near 58. We should be able to see it. Well, we're seeing 95% of the eclipse here in southeast Wisconsin, so we're in good shape. Partly sunny with a high near 58 Monday. Eclipse day. Just don't look at it. If you can't get the right glasses for it, you can do one of those pinhole cameras, poke a hole in a piece of paper, put another piece of paper underneath it. You'll see the eclipse on the lower piece of paper. But do not look at the sun unless you have the special glasses, okay? I'm telling you, you'll burn your eyes and you'll be sorry. Hey, coming up this afternoon, Seattle will be in town to take on the Brewers, the Mariners, Seattle, and the Milwaukee Brewers, 6:35 p.m. here on WRJN tonight. Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Well, fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Hey, coming up at 7:06 this morning, we're going to talk about the Packer tailgates party coming to town, actually in Kenosha. They'll be in Kenosha April 9th, and they'll be in Beloit April 10th, Platteville April 11th, Sun Prairie on April 12th, with a whole bunch of Green Bay Packers, including Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy. And what's going to happen is, it's a fundraiser for the Shalom Center. And we are going to have somebody from the Shalom Center on. It's a fundraiser to be held at the club at Strawberry Creek to benefit the Shalom Center. And that will be 5:30 to 8 p.m. on April 9th. And we're going to talk about that with Tamara. Is it Tamara coming in? Yeah, she'll be here. She'll be on the phone with us, right? Yeah, Tamara is going to be on the phone with us from the Shalom Center. So it's going to be good. We're going to talk about the Packer tailgate party coming to Kenosha. I saw people online saying, our ticket's going to be in Racine, too. No, just in Kenosha. It's not going to be in Racine. But that'll be 7:06. We'll give you all the details right here at WRJN Radio. Let's see. There's something called speech fasting. You heard of food fasting, right? Where you don't eat for a while? Speech fasting. People are trying to avoid talking until 12 noon. It's going viral because a singer is doing it to protect your voice. There's actually science behind it. It says you can lower your blood pressure. Well, how do I do this job and not talk till noon? You know, sometimes people say, you talk too much. You know what? You better hope I keep talking. That's bringing the money into the house, okay? I will keep talking. Okay. Some of these are pretty funny, but they're all true. Someone asked men to name a few things they didn't know about women until they moved in with one. Here are some of the highlights. That a 5-foot-tall, 100-pound woman could take up an entire king-size bed. How long it takes to put on makeup. One guy said he never saw his mom do her makeup and didn't realize it's a whole big thing. And common areas guests can see must be spotless, but the personal space that cannot be seen by guests can be an absolute disaster zone. True. Not in our house, though. We don't allow disaster zones. Here are 5 things you shouldn't do when getting pulled over by a police officer. Don't wait and hope the cop will change their mind. They won't. Don't get out of your car unless you're told to do so. Don't hide your hands down low. Don't reach for anything until they ask. And don't panic. Just follow instructions and try to be pleasant. You know, I see these videos all the time. People just make these mistakes all the time. And they get themselves in trouble when they do it, too. A 68-year-old woman passed away from breast cancer recently. Her dying wish was to have someone show up at the funeral dressed as the Grim Reaper and point to someone saying, "You're next." It was meant to be funny, not terrifying. So the family did pre-warn everybody they were going to do it. A few people decided not to attend because of it. Scaredy cats. Odd but true. The temperature on the moon at the Apollo 11 landing was, get this, 200 degrees Fahrenheit. I thought the moon was cold for some reason. I don't know why I thought 200 degrees. No wonder they had to wear spacesuits. I had no idea it was that hot on the moon. Huh. A bank teller. Oh, you're going to like this story. This has a happy ending, by the way. A bank teller in Australia saved an old lady from being scammed out of $2 million. The lady said she had to sell her house to help her son. Then admitted, it was really to get her boyfriend out of jail overseas. The bank teller then said, let me see a picture of him. The bank teller did a reverse image on Google and found out the same photo was listed with several different names. The woman was devastated, but had time to cancel the sale of the $2 million. And the bank teller saved her money and grief. That was good. She almost lost everything. Aaron Rodgers, former Packer, now New York Jet, made $81.14 under the NFL's performance-based salary system last season. That's the lowest in the NFL. That's because he played, four plays, and then he was out for the season? He won't starve. He's making $75 million over 2 years for the New York Jets, so he'll be okay. Stupid person news. A 38-year-old man in Florida arrested after he climbed a cell phone tower and started yanking at the cables, tossing parts all over the place. When asked what he was doing, he said, I work for T-Mobile. I'm making repairs. Of course, he wasn't, and he was arrested. And the world's oldest man, who was 114 years old, just passed away. He previously chalked up longevity to hard work, going to bed early, and drinking a shot of booze every day. You know what? Booze is always related to these longevity stories. Every time you hear one, it's always because they drank liquor. They always drank some whiskey or something. Maybe we should all start doing that. Anyway, it's always tied to, booze is always tied to these longevity stories. Let's see what else I got for you here. Air France, another airline story. You ready for this? Air France pilots are threatening to strike because new government rules in France would ban striking. Best to get those strikes in before the new rules take effect, huh? Was another United Airlines flight problem. Or was it? No, it was Southwest Airlines yesterday. Turbulence. They had to land. Couldn't land it. They couldn't line up the plane with the runway, so they had to go to a different airport. Whoa. This is why I don't fly. This is why I hate flying. 628 WRJN. Sunny. Highs near 44 today. Clear tonight. Lows 31. Sunny with a high near 45. Tomorrow. Shower Sunday with a high near 46. And Eclipse Day Monday, partly sunny with a high near 58. Should be able to see the eclipse. Sounds good. Right now, cloudy, 38 degrees in Racine. I'm Don Rosen. You're at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Stereo. Did I mistime it again? I did it again. Oh, well. We're talking the Packer tailgate party coming to Kenosha April 9th. We'll be doing that right after 7 o'clock. Stay right here.
Elon Musk just appointed two new employees to oversee safety on his platform X. So if you're worried about safety on a platform with 500 million users, don't worry. They've hired two people to handle it.
The 38th annual Forbes billionaire list, there are 265 new ones, including Magic Johnson and Taylor Swift are billionaires now. Making their first appearance. She's worth an estimated $1.1 billion and probably has another billion on the way this month. She has so much money. Instead of going to Travis's games, she's going to just pay to have them play in her yard next year.
In honor of next week's total solar eclipse, Krispy Kreme will offer a glazed donut that is dipped with black chocolate icing and topped with sprinkles, buttercream frosting, and an Oreo. And after a dozen of those, you'll also block out the sun.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
was the theme song to the TV show Here Come the Brides. Remember that show? Remember Bobby Sherman? Had a couple of hit songs. He was in Here Come the Brides. It was on ABC for, I think, one, two seasons, maybe. Yeah, that's Connie Smith, Seattle. You know she's married to? She's married to Marty Stewart, the country singer. We've seen him in concert a few times. Interesting story. He said he met Connie when he was just a little kid. She was performing, and he just fell in love with her as a little kid. Now, she had a couple of marriages, like four marriages, and now he's an adult, probably in his 30s, 40s, and he met Connie again, and they got married. But he said, I had a crush on her since I'm a little kid. And then they got married. Marty Stewart, he's a great performer, Marty Stewart. He has got a TV show on the RFD channel. We saw him in concert twice, and he's very, very entertaining, Marty. Yeah. All right, 638 WRJN Radio. We thank you very much for being here this morning on this Friday, April 5. Just a few days away from the big eclipse. What's the weather like for the eclipse? Well, we're going to get a 95% look at it, at the sun. If you have special glasses, don't look if you don't. Partly sunny with a high near 58 on Monday. That's not bad. Sunny today, highs 44. Clear tonight, lows 31. Sunny with a high near 45 tomorrow. Some showers maybe on Sunday with a high near 46. Right out cloudy, 38 degrees. And I've got some showbiz news for you now. A fifth Matrix movie is in the works. There aren't any plot details yet. Warner Brothers says the guy who wrote the movie Cloverfield, which was really good, is writing and directing after proposing a new idea to continue the Matrix world. Adam Sandler wants to have Price is Right host Drew Carey in Happy Gilmore 2 to honor Bob Barker, who was in the original. He also plans to pay tribute to Carl Weathers and Joe Flaherty. Gillian Anderson will be interested, she said, in making an appearance in the new X-Files reboot. Has she done anything since X-Files? I can't remember in anything but the X-Files TV show and movie. And Alice Cooper is reimagining some of his classic songs for a children's album. You ever think you'd see Alice Cooper someday with a children's album? Okay. I'm the biggest fan of the TV show Survivor. I've seen every episode for 40-plus seasons. Every single one. I was wondering, though, how they handle the bathroom situation on Survivor. Survivor contestants do have privacy if they go to use the bathroom, and it's not really a bathroom. I don't think it is. They never really explained how, you know, what the bathroom facilities look like there on the island. They never quite explained it. Anyway, you do have privacy unless you go with somebody else, and then it will be recorded in case you want to talk strategy. Same on the Big Brothers TV show on CBS. The bathroom's off limits to cameras, except if you go inside with somebody, because they know you're going to be talking, you want privacy to talk, then they film it. Would you watch a biopic about the soft rock superstars Air Supply? Believe it or not, they are going to have a biography movie about Air Supply. It's coming out in 2025. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I think they're from Australia, right? Air Supply? I think that's where they're from. All right, in dental news, researchers in Japan are testing a new medication that would let people regrow their teeth. It's already worked on mice. It'll start testing it on humans next year. Could be available in 2030. It'll do away with missing teeth, that's for sure. You know, one day, I think mice, with all the stuff we're doing to them, we're loading them with all these chemicals to test things on them, we're growing teeth, they're going to be like 6 feet, 7 feet tall, and they're going to come after us with their new teeth. It's just a matter of time. All right, it's getting crowded in outer space. A report on Elon Musk's Starlink satellites found they had to make 25,000 collision avoidance maneuvers in the first 6 months of the year to avoid crashing into stuff up in outer space. That's if just one collision happened with those Starlink satellites, one collision, it would be a chain reaction taking out a ton of them. Feel good story time. Two kids in Tennessee named Tatum Kelly and Leighton Long recently went to prom together 17 years after they were neighbors in the NICU, that's the Natal Intensive Care Unit at a hospital, as babies. Leighton was 12 weeks premature, weighed 2 pounds 10 ounces. Tatum came in at 16 weeks early and weighed only 1 pound 7 ounces. They both survived. Their mom stayed in touch. They were friends, and now they went to prom together. Isn't that a great story? I got a little tear in my eye just hearing that story. That is so good. I love hearing stuff like that. A poll on concert etiquette found 1 in 5 people think throwing stuff on stage is okay. I guess as long as you don't throw it at the performer, right? Is it okay to shout something funny at the artist? 23% said yes. Is it okay to try to touch the performer's hand? 58% said no. Is it okay to bring a huge poster you made and hold it up? 32% said yes. 68% said no because you block other people's view with the poster. Oh, that's true. Is it okay to sing along at the top of your lungs? Split decision there. 48% said okay. 52% want you to shut your yap so they can hear the actual singer. If you need to use the bathroom or get a drink, is it okay to climb over other people's seats to get out? Only 14% said that's acceptable. Is it okay to film entire songs on your phone? 53% said no, don't do it. 47% said it's okay. Half of them say go ahead, film the whole concert if you feel like it. If it's an in-demand tour like Taylor Swift's, is it okay to do multiple concerts on different days? 31% said no. Give someone else a chance to go. Well, I don't see a problem. If you have the money and you want to buy all the seats, go buy them all. In case you missed this story, a teenager reported missing in Houston in 2015, found 8 years later. He's fine. Turns out he had been at home the whole time. His mom was lying about the whole thing. We don't know why, though. Why would you say your kid is missing for 8 years? Unless you want the publicity and sympathy from people. That's the only thing I could think of. A poll found the average American feels like they have to make $233,000 a year now to feel financially secure. Over $480,000 a year to feel rich. Looks like I'll be asking for a raise. Get the people from Civic Media on the phone right now. I got to talk to them. They're sleeping. Get them up. A guy in a recent Air France flight noticed a weird smell and found a big pool of blood under his seat. Oy vey. Turns out a previous passenger had survived some sort of hemorrhage and the cleaning crew forgot to clean it up. How did they miss that? The stewardess offered the guy some wet wipes to deal with himself. Yet another reason why I don't fly. And you're not supposed to use the word stewardess anymore. You're supposed to be flight attendant. Could you imagine that? You get on the pool of blood. Ugh! Let me off! I'll take the bus! But you're going overseas, Mr. Rosen. I don't care! I'm taking a bus overseas! Oh, man. How did the cleaning crew miss a pool of blood on the seat? Aren't they looking? Unless they just didn't want to deal with it. Don't you need like a hazmat suit to deal with somebody's blood on the seat? Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. A poll found 63% of people in relationships say their partner's driving makes them nervous. Also, the top times we speed are when we're running late, when there's less traffic, and when we feel like we're in a hurry. My wife is an excellent driver, like Rain Man. An excellent driver. Just excellent, excellent driver. But I'm still nervous. Do you do that fake brake thing? If you're in the passenger seat, you still hit the floor. I grab things when she's an excellent driver. I grab the, you know, that little subway strap, you know, you find in the subway trains, you know, that strap. I grab that and hold on to it for dear life. And I don't know why. She's a great driver. I don't know why I do that. I just do it. And yes, when I go to work in the morning here, now I'm going at 5:20 in the morning. 5:20. And people are right on my bumper. Why are you in a hurry? Unless you're late for work, and then that doesn't become my problem. That's your problem. All right, so 70-year-old grandmother in Philadelphia heard there was a lifeguard shortage for this coming summer, so she decided to come out of retirement, pick it up again. She used to be a lifeguard when she was 16 years old, 54 years ago. Hey, if she could save someone's life, give her that high chair on the beach. Researchers just published a study that found that older adults who can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds are twice as likely to die within 10 years. I bet you're going to try it right now, right? I bet you're going to stand up right now. Can I stand on one leg for 10 seconds? I'm going to do it during the break. See if I can do it. What if I can't? Ooh, the clock is ticking. Odd but true, a town in Spain wants to fine people $800 for relieving themselves in the ocean. It's unclear how they're going to enforce that rule. Odd, but true. Here's another odd but true story. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts have more calories than frosted ones because they have a slightly thicker crust, which is just dense with calories. Odd, but true. Doesn't Jerry Seinfeld have a movie called Unfrosted now about Pop-Tarts? Yeah, I think it's on Netflix or something. Yeah, I don't have Netflix. Odd but true, Elton John's version of Candle in the Wind in memory of Princess Diana is the best-selling single in history, yet he's only performed it once in public at her funeral. Odd, but absolutely true. That is interesting. All right, here are five things you probably know can kill your gas mileage, but you do it anyway. Speeding, driving aggressively, flooring it when the light turns green, tailgating, and driving with a ton of stuff in your car. Yeah, if you load up your trunk with stuff, puts drag on the car and it uses more gas. Planning your vacation coming up. The number one thing we want to do on vacation is nothing. Almost 75% of people say resting and relaxing is important. The rest of the top five, sightseeing, experience the local culture, being with family, and being in nature. Yeah, I like the second half of that. I don't like to do nothing on vacation. I want to do something. Here are the best states for summer road trips, by the way, based on things like gas prices, accidents, and attractions and scenery. Oregon, Utah, Washington, North Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, Nevada, Minnesota, California, and Colorado. Kind of not agree with that. We travel Route 66 and some other, you know, we drive the interstate highway. We see where it takes us. 649 WRJN, hometown radio refresh, a Civic Media station. 649.
My mom's been leaving me longer and longer messages. I don't know what it is about the mom message. A lot of detail. The mom message. She's like, hi, it's your mother. It's 7:34 on Tuesday. Oops, 7:35. The clock just turned 7:35. Must have been at the end of the 4 when I said 7:34, because now it says 7:30. I just sit with my finger on the erase button. But you can't hit it in case the end of the message is like, I'm being attacked. So you have to sit there like, oh my God, hurry up. I can feel myself getting older. That's about it. I get back at her though. I treat her like she's senile in public. That makes her crazy. I'll go, don't put that in your mouth. That doesn't belong in your mouth, mother, right? She's like, stop it. My name's not Kyle, it's Peter. I'm your son, Peter, remember?
Anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right for 100 years. Don't pour your love.
It's 6:53 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Just a quick reminder, if you want to text me any messages during the show, you can at 262-300-7445. Or you can download the Civic Media app. Go to WRJN on the Civic Media app, and you can type in your message there. Or, again, you could, you know, the texting phone number is 262-300-7445. It only works from 6 until 8 a.m. That's the only time it works, when the show's on. And then I'll get your message, 262-300-7445. So if you have a question for our guests, I'll be able to ask it for you. All right. Okay. 654 WRJN Radio. Let's check the news. Stuart J. Wattles in our news center. He's our news director. Racine County officials say they are trying to ensure the reliability of the electoral system after an error with results on Tuesday night. In a statement released last night, the Racine County Communications Office put out information trying to explain why election results were nearly 24 hours late. False results were posted and removed from the clerk's website Tuesday night. The clerk's office says after the error, they took immediate action by getting data from each polling site the old way. The cause of the error is currently being investigated. Racine police have made an arrest in a 37-year-old murder case. The suspect's in custody. His name is Fred Wagner Richardson, former husband of Darby Wagner Richardson, who was found dead back in 1987. According to investigators, Fred was the last person seen with Darby on the night of her death, and they were undergoing a divorce at the time. The reasons for the delay in making the arrest aren't quite known yet. Investigators say a recent search of Wagner Richardson's home resulted in the discovery of new evidence. High water in Racine and Kenosha counties might be that way for another day or so. A flood warning is in effect until Monday morning for the Fox River in Burlington. Floodwaters have entered Riverside Park and is covering a portion of Brever Road south of Burlington. The flood warning remains in effect until further notice for the Fox River near New Munster in Kenosha County. Moderate flooding is ongoing, with water entering the lower levels of some homes in the town of Wheatland and village of Salem Lake areas. The river stage was measured at just 13 feet this morning. That's 2 feet over flood stage. Stuart J. Waddles watching the news for us this morning and all day long. He'll update you every hour here on WRJN Radio. He's our news director. He is watching these stories. He's got his eye on the news. He's keeping an eye on it for us. Make sure nothing strange happens out there without us knowing it. Now, if you want to hear the news at any given moment, you can always go to WRJN.com. WRJN.com. There's a news button there. Plus, the stories are written out. But you can hit the news button and hear Stuart's news and also the Civic Media newscast that cover the entire state of Wisconsin. So the news is there at WRJN.com. WRJN.com. And that's there 24/7. Or you can listen on the radio. Stuart and the Civic Media News team is watching news for us. We have CBS News. We've got the Civic Media News team and Stuart. We've got you covered. All right. Local radio, hometown radio, refreshed, a Civic Media station. All right. Odd but true. The first athlete ever to get a $1 million endorsement deal was, and I've heard of this guy. He's a bowler, a championship bowler named Don Carter. Got a $1 million deal back in 1964 to endorse bowling balls from a company called Ebonite. When I was on a police boys club league in New York, it was one of these leagues to keep people out of trouble, kids out of trouble. So it was a police boys club, and we had a bowling team. And everybody, when we bowled, well, said, just like Don Carter. He was the big bowler, Don Carter. He was the hero. $1 million endorsement deal. He was the first one to do it. Everything's a basketballer. Football or baseball star? Nope. A bowler. Odd but true, FedEx almost went under back in the 1970s in their early days. They had $5,000 in the bank and needed to pay off $24,000. They're still around because the founder took that $5,000, the last $5,000, to Las Vegas, gambled it on blackjack, and won $27,000, paid off the $24,000 debt, and $3,000 left over. And we have, I know it's hard to believe, but we have FedEx today. I heard him tell that story on 60 Minutes several years ago. Yeah. Hey, we're talking about the Tacker. Ugh, didn't speak. We're talking about the Packer tailgate party, which is coming to Kenosha, and the money going to the Shalom Center. It's a whole fundraiser. We'll talk about it at 7:06 right here at WRJN. For today, sunshine with a high near 44, clear tonight, lows around 31, sunny tomorrow with a high near 45, then some showers, highs near 46 on Sunday for Eclipse Day Monday. You should be able to see the eclipse, partly sunny with a high near 58 degrees. It's going to be nice, huh? Right now, cloudy, 38 degrees in Racine. Don't forget, Seattle will be in Milwaukee tonight. Pick on the Brewers, the Mariners Brewers, 6:35 p.m. You can hear it right here on WRJN Radio, home of the Milwaukee Brewers.